Hope 103.2.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, when you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you hold me close, don't let me go.
I think it's time for that renovation.
You mean renovation D?
What does the D stand for?
Deluxe, divine, decadent, dollar savings. Renovation D are Australia's leading kitchen and bathroom renovation specialists.
Definitely.
Well, that's D-sided then. Let's check out their showroom.
Renovation D, savings guaranteed. Visit our showroom in Bankstown or renovationd.com.au. Station sponsor.
Serve the nations from where you are. Over 3 billion people are yet to have access to the good news of Jesus. You can help reach these people without leaving Australia. For over 100 years, station sponsor WEC International has been focused on seeing the good news go to the unreached. And you can help. WEC has a number of volunteer roles that are part-time and can fit your availability. Serve the nations from where you are. For more information, search opportunities at wec.com.au.
This spring, start your retirement journey at station sponsor St. Hedwig Village, where an exceptional lifestyle meets incredible value. Join us on Saturday the 28th of September between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Tour the remaining apartments in Stage 1 that start from just $475,000 and discover the joy of living in a stylish yet affordable apartment in an enviable location. Visit sthedwigvillage.com.au for more information. $475,000 is the starting price for a one-bedroom apartment. You may need to pay a departure fee when you leave the village.
Hope 103.2.
Can you feel it? Now it's coming back. We can steal it. If we bridge this gap, I can see you through the curtains of the waterfall. When I lost it, yeah, you held my hand, but I tossed it. Didn't understand you were waiting as I dove into the waterfall. So say
thank you. Well, I'm just a boy with a broken toy, all lost and gone.
But the curtains have rolled.
So it's here I stand as a broken man, but I found my friend.
But the curtains have rolled.
Now I'm falling down through the crashing sound. Then you come around.
But the curtains have rolled.
And you rush to me and it sets to free. So I fall to my knees.
But the curtains have rolled.
So
say that you're not alone.
Blowholes and Hope 103.2.
Such a worthy cause.
Hope
1032.
Feels like I just opened my eyes for the very first time in my life. So bright that I lit in the light. I was blind, but you gave me sight. All the weight I used to keep falling up of me, one foot in front of the other. And it's more than just a change. I am not the same. I finally feel comfort. I can totally.
So quickly, maybe I should keep this to myself, waiting.
Sunshine with Hope 103.2. Go on.
Stone cold sober, I pulled you closer to my chest, and you asked me to stay over. I said I already told you, I think you should get some rest. I knew I loved you then, but you'd never know, so I played it cool when I was scared of letting go. I knew I needed you, but I never. Breakfast in bed, I'll bring you coffee with a kiss on your head, and I'll take the kids to school, wave them goodbye, and I'll thank my lucky stars for that night. When you looked over your shoulder, for a minute I forget that I'm older. I wanna dance with you right now. Oh, you look beautiful as ever, and I swear that every day you'll get better. You make me feel this way somehow. I'm so in love with you, and I hope you know, darling, your love is more than worth this weight of gold. We've come so far, my dear. Ghost, 'cause you were always there for me when I needed you most. I'm gonna love you till my lungs give out. I promise till death we part like in our vows. So I wrote this song for you. Now everybody knows that it's just you and me till we're gray and old. Just take you. Just say you won't let go.
Amy from SMBC. This week on Salt.
It was really nerve-wracking and really anxiety-driven. So that led to me pretty much spiralling pretty badly in terms of just anxiousness. I just didn't know how to deal with that. So I broke pretty spectacularly.
My guest this week is a regular guy from the Central Coast with a heartbreaking challenge. The birth of Desmond's son should have been the happiest occasion, but instead it led to the verge of suicide. Drop in for our chat and hear Desmond's story this week. I can't wait for you to meet him. You can listen to Salt, Conversations with Amy, wherever you get your podcasts and at hope1032.com.au.
Here's a story about two stories from station sponsor Spannenberg & Son. David and Jenny wanted to help their son and daughter-in-law by having them move in with them, but space was limited, especially with the new baby. Spannenberg suggested the perfect solution, a first floor addition. With in-house design and approvals, plus their personal site project manager, it was a convenient one-stop shop. Add a story to your story. Inquire today to get your personal appraisal at yourhomeextension.com.au.
At Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way. We're your local NDIS service provider in Western Sydney. We're experts in maximising your NDIS plan, preventing wasted funding and getting more opportunities for quality support. We offer a vast range of services, including support coordination, plan management, complex care, travel and social access, cleaning services and more. Visit yahwehcare.com.au. At station sponsor Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way.
At Bedford, we believe education shouldn't be institutionalised. It shouldn't be inflexible or impersonal, and it shouldn't leave students feeling unprepared and unsupported. Bedford empowers people to accelerate toward the future they want, while growing in character and confidence with values that affirm who they are in the Christian story. At Bedford, people matter. Character matters. Outcomes matter. We believe in transforming education, empowering people, shaping the world. We believe in you. Visit bedford.edu.au. Station sponsor.
Little Amigos Kids Cafe is a fiesta of school holiday fun for little ones with stacks of interactive play zones. Go on a safari aboard our train and meet fun jungle animals. Then enjoy a delicious snack or meal in the cafe. And enter the Little Amigos School Holiday Colouring Competition to win great prizes. September 28 to October 13. Come for a play or book a party at station-sponsored Little Amigos Kids Cafe, Carlingford Court and Penrith Westfield. Or littleamigos.com.
Hi, this is Rob Martin with God in 60 Seconds. Why is there still violence against women? 15 years ago, our government spent millions on an advertising campaign, Violence Against Women, Australia Says No. Yet here we are, years later, and it appears nothing has changed. In fact, if anything, the mistreatment of women appears to be getting worse. So what's wrong? Australian of the Year Grace Tane said, "Men are not the enemy. Behaviour, corrupt behaviour, always has been and always will be the enemy." And I totally agree. But why do people behave in a corrupt way? The Bible says the problem lies in the human heart, which is deceitful above all things. So while education campaigns help, what is needed is a heart transformation, which will truly create a safer world for women. To open up more space for reflection and conversation about God, go to thirdspace.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
I've got things that I thought would fill my heart up, sitting on top, winning, but that ain't winning. I've chased all the good stuff, all the bad stuff, stuff the world calls living, but that ain't living. Hey, don't really matter what I do. Hey, don't be nothing without you. I don't wanna have it all, write my story any way I want. Everything will just fall apart if you ain't in it. I don't wanna give my way, no, I don't wanna run this thing, cause I know it all is the same if you ain't in it. That you want, all that you got, want my heart towards you. I want you too.
Last night I had the strangest dream. I sailed away to China in a little rowboat to find ya, and you said you had to get your laundry clean. Didn't want no one to hold you, what does that mean? And you said,
radio station everyone can agree on. Sydney's Hope 103.2. myself dreaming in silver and gold, like a scene from a movie that every broken heart knows. We were walking on moonlight and you pulled me close. Split second and you disappeared, and then I was all alone. I woke up in tears with you by my side, breath of relief, and I realized no.
Of an eye, just a whisper of smoke, you could lose everything. The truth is you never know. So I'll kiss you longer, babe, any chance that I get. I'll make the most of the minutes of love with no regrets. Let's take our time to say what we want.
I've been laying down my head, thinking just how good God's been. And I know I'm not the only one. Thankful for the things he's done. Can I get a hallelujah? Someone saying amen. Can I get a thank you, Jesus? Lord, have mercy. Praise him for all the goodness that he showed in your life. If you got a song inside your soul, don't hold it back. Somebody praise God for that. We breathe for having everything we need.
get a hallelujah? Someone say amen. Can I get a thank you, Jesus? Lord, have mercy. Praise him for all the goodness that he's shown in your life. If you've got a song inside your soul, don't hold it back. Somebody praise God. Somebody praise God for that. Oh, can I get a hallelujah? Someone say an amen. Can I get a thank you, Jesus? Lord, have mercy. Praise him for all the goodness that he's shown in your life. If you got a song inside your soul, don't hold it back. Somebody praise God.
She grew up with the children of the stars in the Hollywood Hills and the Boulevard. Her parents threw big parties. Everyone was there. They hung out with folks like Dennis Hopper and Bob Seger and Sonny and Cher. She feels safe now in this bar on Fairfax. And from the stage I can tell that she can't let go and she can't relax. And just before she hangs her head to cry, I sing to her a lullaby. Bye. She still lives with her mom outside the city, down that street about a half a mile. And all her friends tell her she's so pretty. And she'd be a whole lot prettier if she smiled once in a while. Even her smile looks like a frown. She's seen her share of devils in this angel town. So sure about this place. It's hard to play a gig in this town and keep a straight face. And it seems like everybody's got a plan. It's kind of like Nashville with a tan.
Everything's gonna be alright. Rock-a-bye. Rock-a-bye. Everything's gonna be alright. Rock-a-bye. Rock-a-bye.
1032.
Well, Julie's had her scan and the baby's doing fine.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, she's being looked after really well at, what's the name of the place?
Specialist Ultrasound for Women Blacktown is a specialist diagnostic ultrasound centre for pregnancy and gynaecology. Their team includes an on-site obstetrician gynaecologist and female sonographers.
Specialist Ultrasound for Women Blacktown?
Yeah, that's the one.
Station sponsor, Specialist Ultrasound for Women Blacktown. Just Google Specialist Ultrasound for Women.
Reckon you know your dumpy shot from your drop-off? The cornerstone to your career as a bricklayer starts at Bricklaying Education Australia. It's where you'll get 3 years of free nationally recognised training from qualified trainers with nearly four decades of industry experience. You'll come out the other side with a Cert 3 in bricklaying and blocklaying after completing your apprenticeship with us. At station sponsor Bricklaying Education Australia, your future is under construction. Visit bricklayingeducation.com.au and apply today.
How can you live your best days ever?
My name is Wendy. Adela Foundation supports me and other people with disability to live in the homes we love with the support we need to build our life skills and to support our employment journeys. They support me to live my life my way so I can live my best days ever.
Station sponsor, Endeavour Foundation. Visit endeavour.com.au.
Hope 1032.
Georgia, ride me up in all you hurt you. In my arms, let me hold you. I'll never let you go again like I did. Oh, I used to say I would never fall in love again until I found her. I said I would never fall unless it's you I've fallen to. I was lost within the darkness, but then I found her. I found you.
Now,
more than ever before.
My heart is giving up. All my plans are broken. Your face is all I see. Well, my world is falling.
reaching you, but I can't wait till I'm with you forever.
And it fills me up and starts to shine, and I see it burn when you bring me sunlight. Is it all you need to feel this heat? To feel like everything's all that you dreamed? Is it all too much? Did you get enough? Does it set on fire all the things that you touch? And it fills me up and it starts to shine, and I see it burn when you bring me sunlight.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. I heard the story about a train wreck and many people were injured in this terrible train accident. And a doctor passed by. He actually stopped to help, and he looked down at a person who was partially pinned before a fallen carriage. And the doctor could only cry to the man in despair, "If only I had my instruments with me." Well, we could understand the frustration and the terrible situation of that. But you know, there's no sadder statement in all of the Bible than one that's found in the words of Ezekiel, because here God was looking for a man to do something very critical, and no one was there to do it. And God said to Ezekiel, "I look for a man among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land, so that I would not have to destroy it, but I found none." And I'm grateful today to Dick Innes for this article from his magazine, Encounter, which talks about God's instrument. And it's an amazing thing that whenever God has a job to do, have you noticed that he always has the person through whom he does his work? We think sometimes that God's work is done in some mysterious way, but it's ordinary people like you and I that do his work, because someone said God's methods are men, and of course women, people that get involved and do the job for him. But I'm thinking about the Bible here when God wanted to form the nation of chosen people through whom to do his mighty works. Now, he chose and called Abraham. Abraham was the father of the nation of Israel. And another time he wanted someone to care for a young nation when there was famine, and he called Joseph to provide for them. And then he called Moses and Joshua. So throughout Scripture we read of these people who are available for God to use at a particular time. So these are instruments, these are people. But Ezekiel, well, the Son of Man, God said to Ezekiel, I've made you a watchman for the house of Israel, so hear what I have to say. And when I say to a wicked man, you will surely die, and you don't want to warn him or speak out to dissuade him, that wicked man will die for his sin, and I'll hold you accountable, Ezekiel, for his blood. But if you do warn that man, and he doesn't turn from his wickedness or from his evil ways, he will die for his sin, but you will have saved yourself. That's from Ezekiel 3:17-19. Fairly serious words here. Ezekiel knew God's way. He knew that without God and his fellow countrymen, that they were lost. And God sort of said to Ezekiel, now, if you don't do your part, then I will hold you responsible. Fairly serious stuff. It reminds me what Paul the Apostle